When I began meditating many years ago, and I hate to tell you how many, about 35, almost 40 now, and I began to understand that I was living and having my being in a law that I knew nothing about, the law of sowing and reaping, the law of karma. And that was a very important thing that was going on in my world that I didn't know what it meant, how it was going to affect me, and how I could cooperate in my spiritual evolution. As a little girl, I felt that God had a plan for my life, and I didn't know what that plan was, and I wanted so badly to understand it, and I wanted to have some ideas about what it meant to connect with my higher self, God, whatever I wanted to call it, because I was so little I didn't know what to call it. And then I found out that that divine part of me was the essence of not only me, but everybody else on this planet. And I wanted to know how to work in my best interest to grow spiritually as quickly and fast as I could. But understanding I lived under a law called karma. And how do you play the game of life if you don't know the rules? You know, if you went to play a game of golf and nobody told you what the rules were, you would soon be thinking you're bowling and the highest score wins, when in golf the lowest score wins. So you've got to know the rules of every game, football, basketball, I don't care. When you are in a game right now called the game of life, and you are playing in that game of life, but you may not know how the rules work. So tonight, I'm going to share with you what I found out, how to work in my soul's best interest, and work in the best interest of my family, my friends, and everyone. One of the questions that I had over and over again in my little question box was the question of how to, here it is, you asked it, it's coming your way, is how do I cooperate with my soul? So many of you ask that question, how do I cooperate with my soul? And then how do I work with my karma? So many ask that question. So this is why I'm teaching it this way tonight, because in answering it, I'm going to give you tools to do this. So here you go. First of all, you've got to understand the game of life. The game board, your life plan. You've all come with a life plan. You are all working right now in that life plan. It is parentheses. I call it parentheses in eternity. You have come in and you have a life plan. That life was planned before you even came into incarnation. It was part of your karma to come in with the parents you were born with, the brothers and sisters that you have in your life. If you are the only child, or if your family, your mother and father passed away when you were 2 years old, this is all part of the life plan that your soul wanted to experience. And that was really hard for me to swallow. I didn't like that, to think that I came in with two brothers, one older and one younger, that did nothing but tease me and beat me up. And I thought, why on earth do I have these two brothers and I chose them? I cannot believe that I would choose that. And I had to look at my whole life and look at it from a higher viewpoint. If I made all these choices before I came into incarnation, and here I am playing it out, and I have free will in how I want to play the game. You see, you have free will on how you want to play the game. You can be loving and kind and working in your best interest, or you can create more karma. And this is what I found out. I could create more karma by not forgiving, not loving, not being open to embrace what was going on into my life and feeling that I was the victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. You have all the power within you to change your life right now, to move in the best interest of your soul. It's part of your inherent understanding. And once I began to understand how to work in the best interest of my soul, I began to fly. I mean fly. I began to move into a greater understanding of not only myself, but all of humanity. Because we're all in this law. If this law prevails on us, then we need to work in the best interest. So the game of life is what you're doing right now. And the objects of the life is and the payoff is the payoff. Karma without creating more players. I don't know what this is. Object of the game, pay off as much karma as you can. The object of the game is to pay off as much karma as you can without creating more karma. Okay? That's the game. To pay it off as much as you can without creating more karma. That's the way you play the game. How are you going to get off the karma law? Here, right here. I love this. This is the karma law for me. This is all my lifetimes, and I've had plenty. And if you look at this, there's how many different colors? Maybe about 5, 8, 10 colors here. And this is all what I'm living out right now. This is what I'm living out right now. Now, how am I going to get free from this? I'm going to play the game to win. I'm going to teach you to play the game to win. It's not hard, but it's taking responsibility for your life and doing what is in the best interest of your life. Now, we go on. What will stop the game? Fear. Fear was the thing that I found stopped the game. Stop the game. I was too afraid to do anything different. I was too afraid. I was too afraid to make changes. I wanted to stay in the same pattern that I was in because it was comfortable. And I started to understand I had to walk outside of my comfort zone. Walking outside of your comfort zone is very hard, it's very difficult, but the most rewarding thing you can do, because it stretches you. It stretches you and it pushes you, and you become more consciously aware of who you are within. You become stronger. It's all worth it. How do you get back in the game? You face your fears. Understand your fear and move ahead. That's how you get back in it. How do you win? You get off the karmic wheel and advance in consciousness. What do I mean by that? You get off the karma. You know what I found out? I said, God, I give my karma to you. Now you straighten out this wall, because I sure don't know how to do it. I give it to you. You straighten it out. You make it possible for me to move in my consciousness. And I will take the responsibility to look at my life and change those things that are mine to change and do it in the best interest of my soul, not my personality. My personality didn't like any part of it. My personality was an ego that wanted everything for itself, would love you, but would want something back in return. And if you didn't give it back to me in return, then I didn't love you. Oh. I had to look at that crappy piece of who I was, and I had to decide, are you going to love for the sake of love and be that unconditional lover that is part we're supposed to be like. That doesn't mean that everybody in the world walks all over me. No. That means I have strength to love and be there for another person without judging them, without condemning them, and allowing them off the wheel. So when I started to know that I had to do that, I started to put together, if you look at what I handed you, how to score points on the karmic thing. And one of the biggest is you get 100 points, guys, if you forgive. This is my little game, I can tell you. But I'm going to tell you it worked for me. And so I'm giving it to you because, you know, maybe you're going to enjoy it and have some fun with it. Because I was so shocked as I was looking at this that if I forgave, I get 100 points, and I gave myself 60 points if I meditated. So I began meditating so I could get 60 points. It's just a game, but it moved me. It moved me forward. I kept track of what I was able to do. When my neighbor came over and was very, very rude to me and was telling me that your daughter beat up my son and she's a naughty little girl, what kind of mother are you? And I remembered, I'm going to get 100 points if I forgive this lady. Hey, it's worth it. And in a moment, I just looked at her and I said, thank you for telling me about this. And I will certainly do my best to make a change. And she was dumbfounded. She didn't know what to say to me. And I was dumbfounded, I said it. And I stood back and I thought, whew, wow, I can't believe I did that. Wow, something is changing in me. Instead of me saying, what do you mean by saying that about me and my daughter? You don't know who I am. You don't know blah, 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 blah. You know, you're going to be nasty to me. I'm going to slam it right back to you. I'm going to show you who's boss. There's time to step away. And you got power in stepping away. It's not at all that you are being belittling yourself or anything else like that. Because if you step away and look at it, what you're doing is you're supporting yourself to move forward. Because if I'm nasty to her and she's nasty to me, we are on the karmic wheel, da 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 da. We are going to go around in this wheel until one of us stops. I had learned about this forgiveness part. And I had given myself 100 points, and sometimes I gave myself 600 points because it was so hard to forgive a certain thing. So you can adjust this however. If this is an easy forgiveness, hey, 125. But if it's tough, I had a couple 2,000 points. And I love my 2,000 points. And I got 2,000 points for forgiving my husband for divorcing me and leaving me for another woman. Oh my goodness, that was tough love. I had to forgive him, release him, and let him go. I took the 7 steps. I had to take, you know, my 7 steps, and if you haven't heard about the 7 steps, you're going to hear about it again right now. It's about taking somebody up the 7 steps and releasing them so they can go on and you can go on. Because forgiveness is the answer to getting off the karmic log. When I found that out, I was going around forgiving everybody every time because I thought, if this is the answer, and I'm erasing karma. Because had I not forgiven my husband, I would have been back in another lifetime to do this one more time and see if one of us could give up and forgive. And then when I began to see some of my past lives, and that's a whole other story, another time, another place, I'll tell you about that. But what I want to say, when I began to see my past life, I began to understand way down the line, I had ditched him. And now, 500 years later, here he is, ditching me. And now I'm going to be mad at him, so we're going to come back in another lifetime, maybe 500 years from now. And again, now it's my turn to ditch him again. You see, it's what happens when we don't do our forgiveness work. And when I found out the benefit to forgive was to get off the law, then it was really wonderful. And I could benefit my whole self. So in answer to how to support your soul, the answer to those that ask that question is forgiveness. Forgive, forgive, and then forgive once more. There's power in forgiveness. There's power. It doesn't mean that I'm a victim. It means I'm empowering myself to forgive and work in the best interest of my soul. And then I said, bring it on, God. Bring it on. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. I will take the responsibility necessary to move my consciousness. Because I started to recognize every time I did my forgiveness work, I got more empowered within myself to do more forgiveness work, and more energy, more light, and more vibration came in. More vibration. More energy, more light, more vibration started coming in. I started working so diligently to erase this stuff because I knew I was winning. And I wanted to teach you to win. I want you to win because you're me. And I am you. And we all are empowered to do this. And we have the ability to do this for ourselves and for others. I forgave him, and it's okay. And we're friends now, and it's okay. And we're better parents to our children because we did this work. And whether he's forgiven me or not, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I gave him a foot up. He doesn't have to come into another lifetime with me. We saved a lifetime. Is here a whole lifetime we saved. So we don't have to do that. Because it's like the law. The law is a law is a law. And taking action and letting go of the outcome. Oh, see, taking action and letting go of the outcome is so important. My forgiveness of him, I didn't say I forgive you if you'll forgive me. If you forgive me, I'll forgive you. You do everything out of love. And the outcome, you give to God. That we are not hooked into the outcomes. The outcomes we get hooked into means that we're creating more karma. I don't know how to say that more plainly. It's like if we want something really bad and the outcome comes out not the way we want it, then we are creating more for ourselves in the future. That means that I want this job, but that I don't get it. And I do everything to get the job. And I pray about it, and I ask God for help and all this, and it doesn't happen. Then I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm mad. Where's God? Why didn't God help me? So forth. You do something, you're always sowing. I sowed for another job that's even more perfect. You see, nothing is wasted in God. So if you had a relationship with somebody and that relationship didn't work out quite the way you wanted it to, you let that outcome be whatever it is, and you go on because there's something better for you. There's always been something better for me when I lost. I thought I lost, I didn't lose. And I'm talking about 40 years, so I know a lot about how this game works. And I know that it does work. It absolutely does work. So I gave you a scoreboard. I gave you all this information on your little packets. Have some fun with it this week. Going beyond your fears is 55 points, and giving unconditional love is 45, and not responding to anger is 30 points. I had all this stuff to help me move in consciousness, to help me take the steps I needed to take to become more spiritually attuned, more alive, more capable. I'm not telling you something to do that I haven't honed and worked on and hit my head against the wall and tried to figure out what and how to do it. I'm telling you, this helped me right off the karmic law. It helped me. It is going beyond. And when you go beyond, you have the power to really support and help others. Because once you've gone on beyond, then you have the whole world is yours. It's just not your little karmic group, but the whole world is part of who you are, and you are able to serve in a greater way. You are able to help do the healing. You have energy to go and help others and to see what they need, because you can see their karmic pieces that are keeping them stuck and help them through it. You see, I can look around, and I did this counseling for years where I would sit with somebody and talk to them about how to move their consciousness and what was keeping them stuck and how to unstick themselves. You see, these powers, they're not powers, they're just part of who you are in the fourth dimension. That's part of what happens in the fourth dimensional consciousness. That is moving up to the next dimension of your expression. But you got to start with forgiveness. You have to start with allowing yourself to be vulnerable and be in a place where you have to go beyond your fears. Because I will tell you, there are so many times I was scared to death that I was going to lose everything, only to find out that by letting go, I gained everything. I gained myself. I gained to love who I am. I began to understand that within me was a beautiful soul wanting to express, wanting to love, wanting to care, and wanting to help others to move in their consciousness, to know real love, to experience that love, and to be part of something greater than myself. That's what you want too. I know that from the tip of my toes to the top of my head. The game of life is wonderful. And staying out of the ego is 75 points. But I really say staying out of the ego should be about 680. You ought to give yourself a, because it's the hardest thing to do. It's the hardest thing to do, staying out of your ego. Because the ego wants to run your life. But when I found out how my ego wanted to run my life, and it had a measuring stick for everyone. It measured you, it sized you up, it decided how it could manipulate you, it could work you to get what it wanted. I couldn't stand myself when I found that out about me. I honest to God hated it because I was raw in front of myself. I could not escape what I was seeing. I could not escape that part of me that was not working in the best interest of my higher self. I could not accept that, and I wanted to get rid of it, and I'd do anything to get rid of that part of me that was holding me back from expressing greater love and humility and understanding for my brothers and sisters who are part of me. When I found out how much a part of me you are, how can I not love you? How can I separate myself from your woes and your problems? What is there for me to do to maybe enlighten you or empowering you to find yourself? This is what I'm doing. I'm empowering you to find yourself. And I know you're there. I know there's this wonderful part of you just bursting to come out. And when it does, you get scared. Because it's like a wild horse. It wants to take you faster than you think you can go. Well, grab hold of that, because it's going to take you exactly where you want to go. You are magnificent. You are magnificent beings. You've been given all kinds of skills, all kinds of great abilities. But the greatest ability that you have is your intuition. Your intuition is that which sees beyond and knows. And when you develop that intuitive nature of yours, and many of you in this room already have started and have very good intuitive skills, but as you trust it, it will push you forward. It will tell you things you don't want to know about yourself, because that's what happened. And that was the best part. So it's the ego. The ego gets killed. The ego, the more you work on your spiritual path, the more the ego wants to squirm and be empowered. So I found out that every time I tried to work in my interest and let go of my ego self, my ego came up stronger in another way. And so I was always having to deal with, it didn't want to lose its place. The soul was trying to come forth, and the ego was saying, oh no, I like my limited little box I'm in. It's only this big, but I think it's really great. And my soul was saying, no, we're opening it up wider. You have more to offer than this little part of yourself. That's the truth of each one of you. We're 1/10 conscious, and some of you are 2/10 conscious. But what you want to be is fully conscious, fully aware. Not missing anything, but becoming fully aware of who you are and what you have to offer humanity. Because this planet is crying for you to wake up. Because if everyone in this room became fully conscious of who they are, we would change the world. Because that vibration and energy is so powerful. That's what I say. Someday I want 500 people to be at a meditation on a Tuesday night, because you can move each other and move all of Detroit, Michigan into a new state of being by sitting in the light, sitting in that energy, and moving with that vibration. You can change. So bring your friends. Say, come and sit, even if they don't want to meditate. Just sit. We don't care. Just sit. If you're here, you're going to help. If you're spending some time to know who you are at some level, you are going to help yourself and all others. So listening to your intuition is 60 points. 60 points. Your intuition is your best friend. Your intuition. My intuitive self began to unfold and tell me some of my problems that I had in other lifetimes that I was bringing into this lifetime. And it allowed me to disconnect, and I mean disconnect, from its power over me. You hear this? Disconnect from the power it has on you. You disconnect from that power, and you will only know what that power is when you intuitively start to understand the wholeness of yourself. You see, we have protected ourselves lifetime after lifetime because things haven't gone our way, or we have stubbed our toes, we don't want relationships, or we want a relationship, but boy, oh boy, if we got one, we're going to dump it because we don't deserve it. I mean, we got all kinds of things. If you get down to the soul of you, it will open you up and you will understand yourself at that level that you need to understand yourself to move yourself forward in consciousness. There is a whole different dimension that's right here in this room right now called the fourth dimension. And it's sitting in this room. It's part of who you are, but it's like the animal. My little doggy doesn't know that he's two-dimensional. He sees before him on the side, but he can't truly, truly think, if you will, and put a complicated puzzle together because he doesn't have the brain power at this point. But he will eventually evolve into humanhood and develop the brain, develop the intuition, and move into higher consciousness. That's the law. That's the way it works. So I want to cooperate with it, and I know you do too. Being open to new opportunities is 50 points, and when in doubt, pray for guidance. Pray, 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 and then you pray some more. And guess what? You become all that you ever wanted to be. You do not have any restrictions. There is no restrictions. And if something, you might say, quote unquote, distasteful happens to you, you rise right above it. It doesn't affect you like something when you're on the third dimension. The third dimension, you live in the opposites. One moment you're happy, the next moment you're sad. Next moment you have had this terrible experience, and the next thing you have this loving experience. The loving experience scares you, so it starts to become a negative experience. I mean, you know, we all have these experiences. And in order to get out of that situation, we have to rise to the next level, which is called the fourth dimension, which Jesus, hanging on the cross, so to speak, he was in the other dimension of being. And he knew what he was doing was in behalf of humanity. He knew. And those nails in his hand didn't hurt like it would hurt you or I, because he was beyond it. He was beyond it. And that is the truth of your being. You are beyond it. You are. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. And everything that you are and could ever be is already happening within you right now. You would be into meditation unless there was a part of you that knew the truth of you. That's the way it works. It calls you forth. It knows the truth that you are more than this limited self. We want a blank screen to write our life on with no karma. A blank screen so that we can be in and out of everyone's life in a loving, kind way without getting involved with the problem and the drama. If you stand above the drama, you are of greater help than you are any other time. A doctor in ER has to be beyond the drama or he couldn't do his job. Because if he got into the drama of what just happened, he couldn't be thinking straight and be on target to take care of that which was his to take care of. A fireman has to go into the fire and he can't get into the drama of the fire. He has a job to do and he does it. We have jobs to do. We have jobs to do that says that we need to move into this state, higher state of being and win the game of life. And win. And win and win and win. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness. And don't let the ego go rampant on you. Watch it. And I've talked a lot about the ability to be the observer of self. When I began standing back and watching what I was doing, that helped me a lot. Because I couldn't entangle something that I was in the midst of. When you're in the midst of the fire, you don't know how to get out of the fire. But if you watch yourself in the fire, you know where the door is. So you know what the door is. The door is forgiveness. The door is working in the best interest of your soul. And it doesn't make you, because you forgive, doesn't make you a panty waste that everybody takes advantage of you. That's when I thought, boy, if I forgive and I'm going to be a nice guy, boy, everybody in the world is going to take advantage of me. No, that's not what happened. No, that's not at all. Because I was able to forgive and let go, I was able to erase a lot of karma. And I think that maybe you all were in I did a talk with Greg when I talked about my daughter who was murdered and that I had to do forgiveness work. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. I think that was 60 million points for me. But that forgiveness, ultimately, after the forgiveness was all done, and this I didn't say that Sunday, but I will tell you, that as I stood back and looked at my karma with that daughter and karma with who I was, and I had to forgive the man who murdered her, and when I'd done the forgiveness work, I realized that I was forgiving myself, because in many lifetimes before, I was a soldier and I killed. I was in the Crusades and murdered children that got in my way without a thought, without a care. And that weighed so heavy on my soul. I felt so guilty about that, that lifetime after lifetime, I tried to do things to forgive myself. The guilt was so heavy. And this lifetime, I had a daughter that had that happen to her. And my opportunity was to forgive her, forgive him, and I was honestly forgiving myself at the bottom of it. Do you follow what I'm saying? It peeled back. It peeled back to who I really was forgiving was me. Because I was the one that started this whole wall rolling. And I got to erase all kinds of karma. I got to erase all kinds of stuff for myself. And for that man that murdered her, I was able to erase some of his so that maybe he will come back as a better being because of it and do something very creative with his life, do something good, instead of having come back and be killed himself for doing that. If he learns from his lesson, he can maybe be a great musician and or a great teacher and do something good for the world rather than having to go back and do something like that in order to pay back that karma. You see, there's a law that rules us, whether we like it or not, it's here. And that really pissed me off when I found out that I was underneath this law and I didn't know how to play the game. There's something really disgusting about being in a game you don't know how to play. And then you always are losing. And boy, there was a difference when I started to know that forgiveness, forgiveness is the answer. So I hope with tonight I may have shed some light on some subjects that maybe helped you. I certainly hope so. This is part of what I love to do. I love to help souls to work in the best interest of their soul. Because as I help you to learn more about who you are and you advance in your consciousness, we all win. We all win. I'm in here to win, and I'm in here to help you win. I want you to win on this game and entangle this little ball. You're meditating. That's extremely, extremely important. You connect with your higher self when you meditate. And when I say those words on a Tuesday night, I mean that from the very essence of my soul. I know that I in you and you in me are together moving up in and the energy of who we are. And that's the greatest blessing of all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for just being my friend and loving me as I love you. And I will see you out there as we go forth with a spirit of